You're listening to the Miami Guides podcast.
I guess when I was 25, I started this building we're starting right now.
Wow.
Yeah, let's see. I finished this building when I was 26. I was under construction. And the answer is...
Absolutely. Mr. Gil Dezer, basically the creator of Sunny Isles Beach. Is that a good name to say?
God is the only creator.
Okay.
But I was there to do his work.
I love that. That's great, actually. So we're here to discuss his past developments, his current developments, and his future developments. He's really revamping Sunny Isles Beach, quickly becoming a major destination in South Florida and ultimately the world. We're very excited to talk to him today, and let's get started. So I think first we want to talk about is who is Mr. Gil Dezer?
Well, my name is Gil Dezer. I was born in Queens, New York, grew up in New Jersey, moved to Miami for University of Miami, and I stayed here. I mean, I fell in love with this place.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it was, I graduated in 1997, and that's when we started buying properties here on the beach. We accumulated about 15 or 16 different properties, totaling 27 acres of oceanfront land that we've since been building on. We are responsible for finishing 11 buildings. The most recent and most notable buildings are the Porsche Design Tower and the Residences by Armani Casa, which have been tremendous sellouts, and people are loving living there. We've had great success with those buildings, including a really high level of clientele that moved in there with respect to the celebrity status or financial status. So we've been really targeting and finding the right buyers and getting them in our buildings. And so, we are credited with the rebirth of Sunny Isles Beach because we bought so much land before Sunny Isles became what it is now. Well, it was still unincorporated Dade County when we bought it. So we watched the city grow. We watched the first mayor go into office. We watched the police department get built, and we were here and really helpful in building what the city is today.
Yeah, and evolving the evolution of Sunny Isles.
Yes, we got to today.
I saw downstairs they gave you a day, March 1st.
That's right. Yeah.
It's coming up. I took a photo of it.
That's right. March 1st. I have my own day in Sunny Isles, March 1st.
I mean, if that's not...
With a proclamation.
The whole thing I saw. Yeah. Amazing. Did you forget about it?
I kind of did when they gave it to me a few years back. So, I should let everybody know that March 1st will be
Gil
Dezer
Day.
There you go. It's my birthday. I'm turning older again.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah, a couple days from now.
So let's get into the main reason we're here today, which is to discuss the amazing Bentley Residences. I mean, this would be your third branded residence. Is that correct?
Third branded with an internationally recognized brand that has nothing to do with real estate.
Exactly.
My first branding jobs were with our old president, Donald Trump, where we did 6 towers here on the beach, 2,000 apartments, incredibly successful. We still run the Trump International Hotel, which is a very beautiful hotel here in Sunny Isles Beach, and runs like it's 90% occupancy, so the hotel is doing very, very well. And so, you know, with branded residences, when we got together with Porsche Design and then Armani, Bentley kind of was a natural follow. You know, one of the things that we like to do in our buildings is we use the Deservator. The Deservator is the automated car lift system that takes your car with you inside, takes you up to your floor, and parks it right in your living room. And so that was a home run success at Porsche. I mean, people loved it at the Porsche Design Tower. And we did it for what we thought was the cool factor. You know, we said, oh, how cool is it to have your car in your living room while you're sitting there? But what we found out was a lot of our buyers bought for the privacy factor. And we never really expected that. And then all of a sudden, a ton of celebrities started showing up because of the fact that they can come and go from the building without being seen, without asking for a valet, without being paparazzi in the front. They can just jump in their car, go downstairs, and leave the building, and come home without seeing who's in the car, et cetera, et cetera. So it was an unintended benefit, and it worked. I mean, we have that building is full of celebrities in there, which I can mention some names, but others we can't. But some of the biggest names are Lionel Messi, Maluma, I mean, these are people who post from their units, so, you know, it's not that it's a secret.
The pool on the balcony. You're one of the first ones to do that.
We were the first ones to put a pool on the balcony.
Yes.
And Anuel, A.A., I don't know if I've never met the guy, but I see his post.
I love him.
You do? Okay. Yeah. They sent me posts that during quarantine, he was sitting there in the swimming pool on the balcony with a sea bomb, and he was jumping around in the sea bomb. And so that was another unintended benefit of the Porsche Design Tower, which is now translating into Bentley, which is we became a COVID-friendly situation during COVID. And what that means is all these condos had to shut down their pools and gyms and everything else to the building, but we have private swimming pools in the unit. So our owners during COVID were not suffering whatsoever.
Relaxed.
Now they were having a great time. They were ordering room service from the restaurant that stayed open. We weren't allowed dining down there, but the restaurant stayed open and we were delivering to the apartments. And so it was actually, and the car elevator, the Deservator, you come and go without anybody else in the elevator cabin. So that's social distancing at its finest.
Safe.
Yeah. So we had a lot of people come from New York and decide to rent over there during COVID. It was very interesting. We had 32 renters coming.
Wow,
because they were paying $40,000 a month.
And like nothing.
And like 32 of it. But here's the what I see as a major pat on the back to me. After a year of 32, 11 of them converted and bought.
Something to say there.
That means Absolutely. They tried it, they liked it, and they bought. I mean, that's, you know, most people rent in a building and then they have complaints and this and that. These are people who rented a year and they said, I love it so much, I'm really ready to throw down millions of dollars to stay here.
And not just one or two, 11. That's a big
11, number. 11, a third of the people who rented. So we were impressed. I was impressed that that number happened. I mean, that means that we're doing a good show over there. We're putting on a really good product. I don't know if that's happening in any other buildings either. So, but that what that did was, you know, when we finished our mine, we passed COVID. We were fortunately able to close all the units right before COVID started. So we had a lull, but that gave us time to play and design. And so we were working with Bentley the whole time. And we made the building. If people like Porsche, they're going to love this. I mean, because this is going to be 1,000 times better. We did so many different things that have never been done here before in Miami. And I think the buyers are going to appreciate that. Things like we have Florida rooms. You know, a Florida room is something you typically see in a house, but it's a huge outdoor part of your terrace that is covered on three sides so you don't get wind in there. On the windiest days, you can't use these terraces, unfortunately. So we have an 1,100 to 1,500 square foot balcony that is completely windproof. And so you can be in that area outdoors, indoors, you can leave your doors open to the unit, and it works very, very well.
A game changer. And with this lack of inventory.
And then so it's a game changer because it's an indoor outdoor, you have a swimming pool on the balcony.
Oh, as well.
As well. But a bigger one than Porsche, and we sunk it this time. So it's a sunken swimming pool on the balcony.
Wow.
Yeah, and then of course we're doing all kinds of crazy things like in your shower, in your master bathroom shower. You'll have a sliding door that takes you to an outdoor shower. Yes.
To Lumhu,
right. I mean, exactly. But you know, every place you go today, every fine hotel you go to has a plunge pool, has outdoor showers, we're putting TVs behind the mirror like they have in Vegas, a sauna in every single master bathroom. I mean, these apartments are going to be selling between $4.5 to $7 million, and we don't feel like we should be making fun of the customer. We should be giving them everything
they want.
Everything we can. And so that's where we are. It's a really upgraded tower. The glass itself, because it's Bentley, we went with this diamond shaped glass, and that was a real headache for us. We had to go get it product approved for hurricanes.
Oh, wow.
So we spent that time to get that process going, and we found out how it worked. And so we got the glass done right. And
very detail focused.
That's it.
How many stories is it?
It's going to be 64 stories. Oh, yeah, with 61 stories of units, and then we have some mechanical stuff on the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many units in total?
216 units.
Wow. So yes. Not many at all.
No, boutique building.
So they're starting in what's the square footage on the smallest?
Well, the lowest floor is facing the Intracoastal. We have they are about 5,000 and change, 5,300 square feet, and they're starting in the low fours.
Yes.
And then those they go up to about the mid fives. So there's a tight range of pricing. So it depends on what floor you like. And on the ocean, we're starting in the mid fives, and we go up to seven and a half before the penthouses start.
Yeah, I honestly think these prices are very accurate. I think they're very for what you're getting. I think it's an incredible value.
We think
well,
so too.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, for what you're getting, I mean, the oceanfront unit is 6,000 square feet.
Yeah.
So to be able to buy a unit for $1,000 a square foot on the oceanfront today in a Bentley Tower with a swimming pool
and
a 4-car garage and all the amenities you can imagine. I mean, you saw the amenities. We have a Porsche. We have from a hair salon to a movie theater to the golf simulator. I mean, we have it all. So yeah, we're gonna have the same plus. We're actually having One of the amenities that we'd never put in that was being requested by a lot of people is a dog grooming room.
Oh, wow.
So the groomer can take the dog there, cut the hair, make a mess downstairs, not bring it back up nice and clean to the apartment.
Wow. So, I mean, this building is very client-focused, detail-oriented. You guys really went above and beyond for the client. I think no one likes to leave their houses anymore. Women don't like to go out and do their nails and facials. They rather everyone come to them. So I'm really enjoying hearing this from you. I think the city needs it. I think South Florida needs this level of luxury that, you know, maybe Europe has, maybe New York has. So it's finally really nice to see it here.
Right. And what we're seeing is a lot of empty nesters, people who come in these $25 million homes, and they don't kids anymore, et cetera, et cetera. They don't want the staff around. That's the beauty of living in a tower like this. You have the staff that you would have in a 25,000 square foot mansion, but you're not paying for them all because you're sharing them amongst all the other people.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And also the lack of, there's no homes in South Florida available. So for someone that wants to relocate and have a home here, now you have the opportunity to have a home in the sky, right?
And that's exactly what it is. It's a home in the sky. It has a swimming pool, a backyard, and a garage. So it's like, you know, it's the
garage.
And the garage, don't forget, we have the Deservator puts up on the oceanfront. We have four car parking in your unit.
So you're able to look and see your car. And I think that's very nice for the man, for the woman to really view too, right?
Well, the women don't necessarily care. Some of them have told us, you know, that we have a big glass wall that you can see the car. They said we're going to pop a screen down that's going to be our projection TV screen. So. Yeah, that's a way to hide it, and if you don't like it, and it doubles off as you have this great wall that you can use.
Very exciting.
Screen.
So when will it be completed?
Well, we're going to be starting next June, so coming June, and then that's going to be, we start on the ground. You know, we got to do the demolition, the foundation. I call it the phase of the emperor's new clothes, because we're spending millions of dollars and nobody can see anything happening. But then there's a point where we finish the foundation, and then the building starts coming up, you know, for a week.
Very fast.
Yeah, very fast.
Wow.
And so we should be done by 26. You know, end of 26, early 27.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's very awesome. So in terms of, 2026, where do you see the future of Sunny Isles? 2023, 24, 25, 2026? Where do you see more? Is it more luxury? Do you see the involvement of crypto? I mean, I'm bringing up lots of points here, but what is the future of Sunny Isles in your opinion?
The future of Sunny Isles and the future of everything. But we can start with the future of everything. With what's going on in the world economy today and inflation and everything else, prices are just going to continue to go up. What I see about Sunny Isles and what we're trying to manage ourselves is that we are also going to catch that ride, meaning I have four more sites to build on the ocean today.
Okay, four more.
Yeah. Without
oceanfront sites.
Oceanfront sites. Without you know, and I don't need to start tomorrow. I think that what we're selling for today, in 5 years from now, we're going to be laughing at ourselves and say, why did we sell it? Although, but at the same time, I have a company and I got to build buildings, and so, you know, part of me says, hey, well, let's hold on a few years, but I can't hold on a few years because I got my machine working here, so, but I think that the buyers who buy from us today, for anybody, whether it's me or any pre-construction, are going to take advantage of locking up today's price and taking delivery in 3 to 4 to 5 years, you know, at the current market value. So I think that they're going to see a tremendous increase in value in what they're buying from today. And I also think that Sunny Isles specifically, being that we're running out of oceanfront land, like I said, I have the last four. When it comes time, we'll be able to ask whatever price we want, since there's gonna be no new towers.
Something to think about.
Being built on the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, my friend once told me, he said, the guy you wanna be is the guy with the last Coca-Cola in the desert. And so that's what we're trying to hold on to that last Coca-Cola in the desert, and it looks like we got there, because we'll have three more sites that will be the exclusive developers on the beach in all of Miami-Dade County.
Amazing. So where do you see, are you seeing more cash buyers, local, domestic, international, foreigners?
Right now they're coming from everywhere still. You know, we have yet to see the South Americans come back. They're not coming back in the way that they were, but you know, we're waiting for, we understand that they're having issues getting the documents done for the embassies. The embassies are still closed in some of these countries, et cetera, et cetera. So visas and that kind of stuff. But when they start coming back, we'll see them too. But we have a tremendous amount of New Yorkers. Europeans are buying. Let's see what happens with this war right now.
Yeah, you know? Very sad.
There was a Ukrainian guy who yesterday they said to me, hey, he wants to rent your unit for a month, for a whole year, because he was supposed to go back to Ukraine, and he said he's not going back.
Wow.
So, I mean, that could be just an anomaly, but that was a call I got yesterday.
Some foreshadowing, I think, there. I think there is something. We'll see more of that, definitely.
And so let's see what's really going to, how that's going to play out and how that affects us. But, you know, these are things, I like, with Biden increasing minimum wage by $1 a year, if minimum wage goes up by 50% over the next 5 years, what's not going to go up by that much, you know? So I think that that's where we're headed. And I think that's why I applaud anybody who buys from units from us today, because I'm the guy taking the risk. I have to deliver at the price that I'm selling for it. And they're going to take advantage of the fact that the price is just going to keep on shooting up over the next 5 years.
That's why desert buildings are an amazing investment.
And they always have been. And we let we're happy when our clients make money and flip on us and make some money, because, you know, there's enough to be made for everybody. And then what happens is they keep on coming back. And that's why we have record sellers in these buildings. You know, we have a lot of the same clientele who keeps on coming back to us, and we can open the doors and sell half a million over the days. So we're still not there with the doors open yet at Bentley. We do have people knocking on the door to come see, and we're giving slight previews, you know.
Sneak peeks,
absolutely. Right? But we'll be ready in the next couple weeks, and that's when we're gonna open the floodgates and let it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So another question I think that we need to talk about is the whole crypto NFT market. So FTX recently, you know, came into the South Florida market.
Yeah.
You know, acquiring the naming rights for the American Airlines Arena, and now they have partnerships with local projects and developments, and now they're accepting crypto as payment for these condos. What do you think of the whole crypto world in South Florida, especially with real estate?
I'm not a crypto investor. I have some Bitcoin, but I wouldn't call it anything to invest in. Personally, it's a new currency. The answer. It's a new currency. It's people have this currency. They want to use it. I can understand why a crypto guy would want to buy real estate. Yeah. I totally get it. Yeah. I mean, he bought his crypto for 5 cents. It's now worth $60,000. if he cashes out the dollars, he's got to pay tax. If we accept his currency, I don't think he has to pay any tax, because now I'm accepting it as a currency, not as an investment. So I can understand why these guys want to spend. We were looking for ways to do it. I don't think that FTX, as far as I understand, it's not exactly set yet for them to do stuff that goes to escrow, from what I understand. They were doing more sales that close immediately, and so our deposits go to escrow. We'll take anything. I'll take watches, cars, apartments. I'll take anything for sale.
Okay. Let the record know.
Everything has value, and I'm a horse trader. I don't mind trading stuff, yeah. You know? 10 years ago, I traded 3 apartments for a boat, you know, so, and I still have the boat. I love it. So I don't mind trading stuff. But at the same time, you know, I think that with the pre-construction, we need the money to go into escrow. So we would accept it, liquidate it to cash on the spot, on that same spot day, and then put it in escrow and cash. Yeah. Yeah.
More to come on that.
More to come as it evolves, you know, and as they can take it, you know.
Well, I'm really enjoying our interview. Mm-hmm. I usually end our interviews with one question, mm-hmm. and I ask everyone the same question, so I'm not just singling you out. It would be, what would you tell your 25-year-old self? It's a big question.
Take your time. I guess when I was 25, I started this building where we're starting right now.
Wow.
Yeah, let's see, I finished this building when I was 26. I was under construction for this building. And the answer is, I guess what I would tell myself is, don't be such a nice guy. Okay. I was always too nice of a guy. Okay. You know, I think.
Says who? Says you.
Says me.
Okay.
You know, and I could have been a little bit, you know, more aggressive on people, and I probably would have gotten things accomplished more better, you know, better, faster, and et cetera. But I was always nice. And they don't say good guys finish last. I didn't finish last. You know, I still held myself. But, you know, the answer is I believed in the team effort when the world actually showed me that it's an every man for himself effort. You know, and so that's where morphed since I was 25 into that. I mean, I have my team. So I say every man.
Yeah.
The men on my team is every man. But competition is fierce. They're not your friends.
No.
And so that's the answer. I mean, you gotta do what you can and keep moving forward. Yeah, lessons learned.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it from the man himself. Bentley Residences coming 2026, now accepting reservations. Tap in, really come take a look very soon. When will be the sales center completed?
We should be ready. The completion will be for the end of March. Okay. But we're gonna start showing people around even before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now we know. Thank you so much.
Okay.
See ya.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Miami Guides podcast as much as we enjoyed creating it. Well, you can find more information about our guest in the show notes. And if you haven't subscribed to our show yet, Please take out your phone right now and subscribe to the Miami Guides podcast so that you don't have to miss another show. All of our episodes are also on our website, themiamiguide.com. And I would love to hear your feedback about the episodes. I appreciate if you'd leave me a review on iTunes. Well, we have more episodes coming up. We're brewing with ideas, stories, and content we can't wait to share with you. Well, once again, my name is Mike, and I'm here to inspire you with amazing stories, capturing the vibes of Miami, and help you discover the magic of this city. You can follow us online everywhere as The Miami Guide on Instagram, Facebook, and our website, themiamiguide.com. Thank you so much for listening and see you in the next episode.